More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. For 18 years, there has been another film festival in Milwaukee in September. In fact, it's the city's longest-running film festival. The Milwaukee Short Film Festival was the brainchild of Ross Bigley, who began by showing films at a local cafe using a collapsible screen and a home projector.
The festival has grown a bit since then, but its focus is still on short films, 15 minutes or less, the kind of film that is unlikely to get mainstream distribution.
This year's festival focuses on diversity and women in filmmaking. It features 8 films directed by women, 5 produced or written by women, and 9 films offering a female perspective.
Ross Bigley recently joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio, along with local filmmaker Karen Lindholm Rinkowitz, whose film Venus Rising from the Undertow is featured this year. Bigley, though, began by explaining his choice of theme.
When you program a film festival, you don't really know what your theme will be till you get a large chunk of films in. And after you watch them for a while, you kind of see patterns emerge. And this year, we just happened to get a lot of films made by women, either directing them, producing them, or writing them, or spearheading them. And there were a lot of really good films, so that helped lay out the theme for this year.
And do you think this is just a trend that was coming in, that more women are putting themselves out there, are producing more work, or did you see this theme as a way to address a wider problem in the film industry?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, because we normally get maybe 1 or 2 films by a woman, and this year it's just we just got buckets full, and I'm not sure if it's a trend or maybe it's these filmmakers are now feeling the need to tell their own stories, or maybe they're not seeing their stories told.
Well, Karen, how about you? You're a local filmmaker with a film highlighted in this festival.
Yeah.
Briefly describe what your film is and why did you want to make it and submit it into this platform?
My film, Venus Rising from the Undertow, is a story about what happens to people when you go from that dynamic young spy life as a 20-something, and all of a sudden you're not 20-something anymore, and how do you keep up with that? What's your relationship with other people in your group? You know, where does your training lead you? Does it allow you to make that graceful exit? And it was unlike any story that I had done before, and yet at the same time still had some of those same components about storytelling, about people, about timeline. And it was one of those ways to make use of people that I knew of that were, you know, we're not young. Okay, I'm not young anymore. I just had my 58th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So thank you. So it was like, how do you tell the story of older people in a way that it's not the beginning of things, but towards maybe the changing of things? You know, and sometimes when you get older, you may still have beauty, but it may not be physical as much anymore. You know, your effect on people has changed. So your approach to your work changes. And that was part of being able to tell that story.
And right at the beginning of your film, you set it up using Milwaukee as a backdrop. Why did you want to do this? And do you think Milwaukee deserves a little more attention in the film world?
Of course Milwaukee deserves more attention in the film world. And we are making more things are getting made here. I think not the huge amount that we'd like, but more. The thing that really made Milwaukee the place to set the film was that it has such a wide variety of architectural styles that you can, you know, you dress it with cars from different areas and all of a sudden it's a different place. And that's what we did. We made it a different place. And, you know, this is where I am and I know all the people here. So it made it easier to make the film here.
Right. What have you experienced as a woman in film and when it comes to getting projects produced, seen, or even what you've noticed overall for any colleagues that you know who are also women in the film industry?
I'm in a number of women's filmmaker groups, and the people that are in those groups often find it frustrating because their projects don't get picked up as much, or it's between them and somebody else's person to do a particular job, and the other person gets chosen. And It may be because they're a guy, or it may not be because they're a guy. Who knows? But the nice thing is that there has been such a women's network being built here in our community that it's like, oh, I'm writing a film. I would like to shoot it here. You know, here's this collection of women technicians and actresses that you can make use of. And so it makes it easier once you have that collective to be able to work together. I think that the women that are spearheading these groups are finding that when they work together as a team, that they get a lot more done. And when they get more done, they can get more out there.
Actually, interesting enough, after doing this for 18 some years, like I said before, we've got an occasional film by a female director. Karen's been in our film festival 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. And you can only pick from what you're getting. And last year, I was at another film festival up north in Appleton. And he had screened, you know, like 8, 9 films. And afterwards, there was a Q&A. And there was a woman in the audience. And she point blank asked the festival director, who was conducting the Q&A, and say, well, why isn't there a film by a woman in this lineup? And he said, well, we didn't get any in. You know, we would love to show more. We just didn't get any in. You know, I'm not sure if this year's a fluke that I'm getting so many films from women. Maybe next year I probably won't get any. But it's nice to show that there's different voices out there, too.
Well, and some different perspectives. And yeah. I imagine it's hard for you as a lead to choose the films in the festival, but also as filmmakers to make a coherent story that's only up to 15 minutes long. So what do you look for in a short film?
Ideally, a good length for a short film is probably between 7 and 12. We have our cutoff at 15 minutes. And when you're looking at a film, you know, your criteria is that it should be good and engage. Production value is nice, but if it's something that I think the audience will love, I'll still put it in. But I do cut the line at sound quality. If there's really bad sound, I kind of have to, you know, not take the film because you can't enjoy a film experience. Sound is the most important thing out of a film experience.
This is true. If there is a film, you can have bad image quality, mm-hmm. and good sound, and that film is fine. But if you have excellent image quality and bad sound, you can't tell what's going on,
yeah.
because the sound informs the image so greatly.
Yes. Yeah. There's so much you can do with Foley, with ADR, with cleanup. And there's unfortunately a lot of filmmakers who just send me their films where, this is going to sound like a technical term, but they're using camera sound instead of, you know, doing the sound separately with like a directional mic. And when you use sound directly from a camera, it picks up everything. Mm-hmm. And that hurts the quality of the audio, too.
Well, that's why we're in a dark box right now.
With these really nice microphones.
Yeah. Well, and Karen, how did you approach your film to have both quality of story, image, and sound, and to just have it in this concise manner?
One of the things when you're writing a story, you really, as a writer, need to make a conscious decision of what's the length of, especially with a film, what's the length of this going to be and where is the audience going to be found? And so you're looking at the script as you're writing it. It's like, okay, do I need all of this? What can I tell with image rather than other things? How can I put things together? We made the conscious decision pretty early on that, you know, 12 minutes was going to be our max. And even then, a 12-minute film is sort of pushing the edge. It's my understanding that the shorter the film, more closer to 5 minutes, the more likely you're actually going to get scheduled.
With a lot of film festivals nowadays, if your film is 5 to 7 minutes, you have a better chance of getting your film in a film festival. And it's purely a business decision, really, is when someone is buying a ticket to a block of programming, they don't want to see one or two films listed in a block. They don't feel they're getting their money's worth. The audience member doesn't. So they want to see 8 or 9 films. And that's generally the rule with most film festivals nowadays, is something like that. We do have a cutoff at 15 minutes. that doesn't mean we'll show nothing but 15-minute films. We like to have a variety. We like to make sure that the other films get complemented within that block so that when you're watching it, there's a flow. With Karen's film, in terms of the storytelling, the first 3 minutes mm-hmm. is all in Milwaukee, but there's hardly a line of dialogue. She managed to do it in a way to tell a story based on the actions of what the characters were doing.
Exactly. And in addition to Karen's film featuring Milwaukee, we have one film that features all filmed in the Hagerty Museum right on Marquette campus.
Yes,
and a dress shop similar, probably only a few blocks away from here, actually, by Cathedral Square, if I'm not mistaken, for Dressing Room.
Dressing Room, yes. That mm-hmm. probably was around this area. I'm not too familiar with that location where they shot it, but it looks similar to around here. Closed Mondays, yes, that's by a Marquette film student. That was his film thesis project, and it was shot completely at the Hagerty Museum.
You see all these films either tagged made in Milwaukee or local filmmaker or local screenwriter, director, anything of that sort. As you continue to host this festival, building upon, what, about 18 years now, and continuing forward, what have you seen change, and what's your goal as you continue to host this event in the future as you get all these new films coming in? What have you learned from selecting these?
Well, my process in selecting hasn't changed. I don't watch them as they come in. I have to watch them in a block because I'm getting older. My memory is, I can't remember what that film is, what that film. So I have to watch them in a block. But what I've noticed, what's changing within this city is that there is more and more filmmakers trying to make films. 15 years ago,
hardly 20, any.
Yeah, 20 years ago, when I used to own the art gallery, this is how I started a film festival. I used to go into Fuel Cafe and it was maybe a film student setting up a projector, and that's how you saw films mm-hmm. back then. And I thought there needed to be a venue for something like this. And because the availability of getting equipment fairly inexpensively now or having places that will help you get equipment has changed. There are now a lot more multicultural filmmakers in the city than there was 3 years ago. There's a lot more people of color making films. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do with this program. We saw the sea change in that. And these filmmakers, we felt, weren't being served too much. So we made Voices Heard. And we hope to grow that into something, too. Maybe have that spin off into its own film festival a year or so from now, you know.
Well, that's great. There's a lot of things to look forward to. So Ross and Karen, thanks for coming in today to give us a little preview.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ross Bigley is the founder and artistic director of the Milwaukee Short Film Festival. Karen Lindholm Rinkowitz is a local filmmaker whose film, Venus Rising from the Undertow, is featured this year. The festival takes place at Comedy Sports in Walker's Point this Friday and Saturday. There is a link to more information at wuwm.com.